Earlier I mentioned foreplay and love play. I want you to understand that foreplay is not love play. Foreplay is what people do to get each other excited before the physical act. It stirs fantasizing in the man and emotions of past sexual excitation in the woman. Foreplay, as the word indicates, is the caressing and working up that happens beforehand, before the sexual act. It implies something to look forward to that's not present now. Love play, on the other hand, is sufficient in itself. It is love, and love is the same in whatever way it is practiced. There is no looking forward because what is happening or being done is simply love now. If the sexual act follows, the quality of the love remains the same, although there may be a seemingly greater intensity. This means that in lovemaking, just as in love play, there is no looking forward to, say, an orgasm or an end. It is a continuum of moment-to-moment pleasure of being that has no future and certainly no past reference. Any past or future reference would be a thought, and in love play and the act of making love, there cannot be any thought. If there is, it's not love play, it's foreplay, and it's not lovemaking, but sex. Two things operate in the interaction of man and woman: the reality of the body and the unreality of the emotional self. Due to the sexual bias of society today, most men and women are so possessed by their emotions that they never make a real connection with the actual sensation of the body. They've lost the power to distinguish between body and self, or love and sex. So for most people, there's no distinction between foreplay and love play. Sensual stimulation is the same as sexual excitation. In foreplay, people excite their self or emotions. This selfish excitement is not sensory, not actual. It is a stirring up of past emotional experience and anticipation. There is no excitement or anticipation of the future in the body. The body is stimulated by the presence of love, but that stimulation does not have excitement in it. Similarly, in right lovemaking, when orgasm occurs, it's not exciting. It's a pure sensory intensity, not an emotional one. But most people emotionalize the sensation by interpreting it through their feelings. This is usually much less pleasure than they would actually receive through the direct sensation. They drink the water but miss the wave. This makes them discontented. As I've said, love is actually only made between penis and vagina. Love made has a very profound function. It actually reduces the excitement in the subconscious or self. As you continue the process of making love, engaging in a minimum of foreplay, you will reach a stage of knowledge that you are no longer as excitable or projective as you were in the beginning. A demonstration of this will be a noticeable decrease in both of you in what was once considered normal emotional behavior. Accompanying this will be a growing sense of stillness and peace, and an increasing subtle detachment from worry and anxiety in the everyday life. As this happens, it is possible you may engage in love play. But love play, you should know, is the rarest state of communication on earth.